Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled Displaying the Goodness of Falun DAFA in the Mining Industry by a Falun DAFA practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on June 4, 2023. I am a veteran Falun DAFA disciple who began practicing in 1994. I have stumbled quite a bit in the past 20-plus years of trials and hardships. Due to my poor inborn quality, I missed many opportunities to cultivate myself. I was only able to make it to this day because of the compassionate protection by Master Li, the founder of Falun DAFA. In today's society, morality has declined rapidly, and people will do anything and take great risks for fame and profit. For many, seeking money fully occupies their mind. In June of 2004, I moved back to my hometown after being away a long time. With the help of a fellow DAFA practitioner who was the manager of a private mining company, I got a job there. For a while, I was a quality inspector. At that time, this was a very lucrative position that many people envied. Quality inspectors were responsible for inspecting the weight and visual grade of the underground ore. They held a lot of power and were second only to the manager of the field section. Part 1. Overcoming the temptations of bribes to fulfill a prehistoric vow. Due to the poor operation and management of companies, stealing and robbing from miners had become the norm. Some people openly fought for profit, and everyone was aware of the corruption. Even the boss of the mine had no long-term plan. Each section of the mine just worried about its own benefits. As for the quality inspectors, they could accept bribes and not get into trouble, as long as they had a relationship with and bribed the people above them. At that time, I had been practicing DAFA for 7 years, and the Fa principles were imprinted in my heart. I knew that I must remove all attachments to fame and gain, and pass all the tests of my moral character. There were many other practitioners in our mining section, and we were able to avoid corruption. The other employees also noticed this was the case. As Falun DAFA practitioners, we all know that we should be compassionate, considerate of others, and safeguard the image of DAFA. Initially, I found the work of quality inspector to be very tiring. I had to put in long hours on rotating shifts, which made it difficult to follow my regular schedule of studying the Fa, doing the exercises. For some time, I was not able to look at things with a righteous mind. I wanted to quit and find an easier job, but ultimately, I decided to stay there for a bit longer due to the pressure of making a decent living. During this period, through in-depth Fa study and sharing with other practitioners, I realized that I still didn't understand the Fa from the basis of the Fa. Master has told us that everything happens for a reason. There are more than 100 workers in the area I handled, and some teams had people frequently coming and going. As the quality inspector, I got to interact with the workers every day, and it was a great environment for validating the Fa and telling them the truth about the persecution. Once I understood that it was Master's arrangement for me, I was very excited and promised to do well and follow the path he arranged. I prepared a lot of Minghui weekly magazines and distributed them to the workers. I first clarified the truth to the team leads because I communicated with them daily. They respected me as I was always willing to help, so it wasn't hard to talk to them about DAFA. Most of them agreed to withdraw from the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and its affiliated organizations. Some even took the initiative to give me the names of the workers in their teams and asked me to also help them withdraw from the CCP. I told the leads that withdrawing from the CCP was a very important matter, and each worker must personally consent to it. Because the things went smoothly with the team leads, I became less mindful and was in a hurry when talking with the underground workers. I simply introduced the current situation of the persecution and advised them to withdraw from the CCP. But because the workers still didn't know the facts about Dafa, they had certain concerns, so not many people agreed to withdraw. I thought that my communication skills were very good, and I had been practicing Dafa for a long time. So why wasn't I able to help as many people withdraw as other practitioners could? After a few days of reflection, I realized that first, I felt that I was very capable and I had a convenient environment, but I didn't prepare carefully. Second, my tone was too harsh and I didn't have a compassionate mentality. Third, my ego got in the way and I put psychological pressure on people, making them feel uncomfortable. After identifying these issues, I changed my approach and first talked to people humbly, asked them for advice, and provided them with the help they needed within my ability. While talking to people about work, I would sprinkle in some examples of the CCP's persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners. Payday at the end of the month was a happy moment for everyone. The team leads secretly handed me kickbacks, ranging from hundreds to thousands of yuan. I promptly refused to accept any money or gave it back and explained, "As a Dafa cultivator, I will never accept kickbacks. But please rest assured, I will still do my best to solve whatever problems there are in a timely fashion." The leads and the workers found it unbelievable that I refused to accept money. So they invited me to dinner or tried to give me gifts, which I refused one after another. As a Falun Dafa practitioner, I understand the Fa principle of loss and gain, and I knew I absolutely could not take bribes. I told them, "I will always accurately record the true amount and actual quality of the ore." Through word of mouth, the whole mining area began to know that Dafa practitioners did not accept gifts or bribes. All the workers really admired the practitioner's high moral character. I then told them about how the CCP staged the Tiananmen self-immolation incident, persecuted Dafa practitioners using various means, and how good and bad actions would receive reward or retribution. I explained that only by withdrawing from the organizations of the CCP could they stay safe and have a good future. The workers saw that I did not accept their money or gifts and felt that I was sincere, honest, and credible. Many people agreed to withdraw from the CCP, and some even approached me to help them withdraw. Many also became good friends. They all agreed that Falun Dafa is good. Because I was considerate and responsible at work, management asked me to manage overall operations. At the time, many people complained about the food in the cafeteria. The chef was under a lot of pressure and resigned. So I invited a female practitioner who was a great cook to be the chef. She managed the cafeteria really well. With the expense of 6 yuan per person per day, the food was delicious, and she even stewed ribs once every few days. Everyone was happy with the food. People said that practitioners were honest, reliable, always thought of others, and never took anything that didn't belong to them. All the propaganda and lies spread by the CCP media were dispelled. After learning the truth, a lot of people took the initiative to withdraw from the CCP. Some often asked us for Minghui booklets and said, "What's written in them is true. Falun Dafa practitioners are so kind-hearted. But please be mindful of your safety." The manager of the mine section was also very happy about no longer having to pay out bribes. He sincerely thanked us and exclaimed, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." At the end of the year, everyone got the bonuses they deserved and went home to celebrate the Chinese New Year. I was very happy that most workers understood the truth about Falun Dafa and withdrew from the CCP, which meant that they would stay safe during any catastrophes. Part 2: Master's Great Arrangements for Me to Save People. After the new year, the mine was told to halt operations and stood empty for several months. After May 1st, we suddenly received an emergency notice saying that each mine section was to immediately organize mining teams and report back to work. The next day, the long silent mine was bustling with people. We were notified to stop the production in some mines and only focus on the high-quality mines. Two of us were responsible for the inspection and acceptance of ore from the high-quality mines in the three mine sections. We were extremely busy, but I was happy that I could continue to talk about Falun Dafa with the workers, many of whom were new. I told each of them about the current situation of the persecution and the cause of natural and man-made disasters, as well as the hidden character stone discovered in Guizhou that says the CCP will be eliminated. I encouraged them to withdraw from the CCP. It was usually hot by noon and most people would rest, but considering the high turnover in the teams, I knew that I did not have many chances to talk to some of the new workers. So I made a point of finding opportunities to reach out to them. From May to the end of the year, I worked in five different mine sections and cooperated with fellow practitioners to talk with people about Dafa and all of them. The environment for clarifying the truth became really good. I was later transferred and put in charge of pricing and quality inspection of the underground sections. After a few days of studying the Fa and doing the exercises, as well as the help of my colleagues, I mastered the basic techniques of engineering required. In the new work environment, I knew that I must continue to validate the Fa and clarify the truth to all the underground rock drillers, porters, miners, department technicians, and company managers. In those 2 years, I went through each and every part of the underground mines in the nine sections and met many people. I sincerely passed on the beauty of Falun Dafa to most of them. They understood that Dafa is a true Buddha school practice and it teaches people to be kind and compassionate. I really felt so happy for them and witnessed how miraculous Dafa is. I realized that we could only have such experiences when we let go of our attachments and focused on assisting Master to save people. In fact, the persecution in our area was among the most serious in the whole country. But since there are a lot of Dafa practitioners here who are all doing their part to save people, most of the company's leaders knew Falun Dafa is good and that practitioners are thinking only of the benefits of other people. The general manager of the company once informed me that police officers were coming to do an inspection the next few days and wanted Dafa practitioners to stay home during that time. Afterwards, we learned that one mine owner was jealous about how much money the other owners were making and reported to the police that there were Falun Dafa practitioners in the company. The police just came as a formality. I later heard that the owner who reported us went to another location to open mines and ended up losing a lot of money. Through talking to another practitioner, I learned that there were no Dafa practitioners in another company. A fellow practitioner then helped me get a job in that company as a manager of inspection. I knew this was Master's arrangement, and I was very happy because it meant I would meet new people. I hired more workers, including some Falun Dafa practitioners, in order for the company to do well and to save predestined people. Some of them did not have any mining experience, but I trained each of them until they were able to work independently. Thanks to everyone's efforts, Falun Dafa brochures were soon distributed to every section of the underground mine, as well as within the company's logistics department. The company's general manager also recognized the goodness of Falun Dafa, that practitioners were truly good people, and decided to withdraw from the CCP. 2 years later, I was transferred to the head office to do inspection work. I clearly knew that Master fulfilled my wish to help save more people. In the past few years, although I have worked hard to help save people, I have not done well in cultivating my xingxing. I still have resentment and a show-off mentality. When there were conflicts, I tended to blame others and wasted many opportunities to improve. This has been my biggest regret over the years. I have finally understood that the things that a person encounters, whether they are good or bad, are all caused by the karma from their previous lives. One's lifetime is just a brief flash when compared to China's 5,000-year history. All the dreams and desires we have for fame and fortune will disappear. Only by assimilating to Dafa and assisting Master Li in the Fa rectification of the world can we truly achieve a state of selflessness and enter the eternal new universe.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled Learning to Look Inward and Cultivate Myself During Conflicts by a Falun Dafa practitioner in the US. The article was published on the Minghui website on April 20th, 2023. I'm originally from China and moved to the United States 10 years ago with my family. During our first year in the US, Falun Dafa practitioners helped us adapt to the new environment. One practitioner drove us to the local meetings and the exercise practice site and helped us apply for refugee status. He introduced us to the American way of life, thus allowing us to adapt to the local culture and environment. But I began to experience conflicts with some practitioners. Because I was not fluent in English and did not understand American culture, some practitioners did not want to work with me. They even said that I was disrupting the local cultivation environment. I did not measure myself against the standards for a practitioner. Out of a desire to protect myself, I avoided working with those practitioners who had a negative opinion about me. Over time, I only worked with my family members or participated in projects I could complete independently. I also experienced challenges in my daily life. I felt non-practitioners seemed to look down on me because I could not speak English. We had to live a simple life due to our finances. I didn't look at these hardships from the perspective of a cultivator. Instead, I was determined to get an American diploma and find a good job. I wanted to use my success in ordinary society to prove that I was capable in adapting to a foreign environment. During this period, I had a lot of conflicts with my family members. I did not communicate with them and I refused to listen to their opinions. After years of hard work, I finally was awarded an American diploma and found a good job. I felt that I was finally a member of the middle class and part of mainstream American society. I was proud of myself. Last year, I encountered significant sickness karma. As I faced a life and death test, I realized fame and money were meaningless. The only thing I couldn't let go of was cultivation. I felt very bad about the precious time I had wasted. One day, when I was sending forth righteous thoughts, I saw a scene through my third eye. A giant black ball was hanging in the dark universe. Underneath the huge ball were many small white spherical beings. These white spherical beings were separated, but trying to combine into one. They were fighting against the enormous pressure from the giant ball above them and trying to form a net. These white spherical beings represented Dafa practitioners. I felt their righteous thoughts and faith. I also felt their pain and struggle. The image lasted for 2 seconds, but I suddenly understood why many practitioners had various human notions and attachments. Regardless of their cultivation level, practitioners are trying to form a whole to fight against the old forces, persecution, help Master to rectify the Fa, and save sentient beings. I stopped being resentful against those who mistreated me. I knew all the difficulties I encountered were opportunities for me to improve. Since we all have the same goal, we should be able to cooperate. I decided to change and cooperate with fellow practitioners unconditionally to save sentient beings. I realized that when our family escaped the persecution by the Chinese Communist Party and came to the US with great difficulty, my Xingxing level was too low. When I encountered conflicts, I did not know how to look inward. I thought not arguing on the surface was good enough. I looked outward and used human methods to solve issues. By reading the teachings and given Master's compassionate enlightenment, I no longer cared about who was right or wrong. I could understand others from their points of view. I respected other people's efforts and understood their difficulties. Even if someone did something wrong, I could still think from the perspective of the Fa. I knew that I encountered certain things because I had an attachment. When I was able to discipline myself according to the Fa, I felt at peace. When I changed my mindset, I relaxed and was no longer defensive. I became more tolerant. When I disagreed with others, I learned to listen to others' opinions and look inward. I communicated openly with my family members, and we were able to help each other from the perspective of the Fa. My family and the other practitioners said I became positive and was like a different person. When promoting Shen Yun, I always followed the Fa principles whether I worked with practitioners or interacted with non-practitioners. I helped when I could. I was enthusiastic but not aggressive. My improvement made a difference. In the past, when I saw conflicts between practitioners, I did not look inward to find out why I saw these issues. Because I compared others' shortcomings with my strengths, I could not even understand why some practitioners had this and that attachment. Whenever I expected conflicts to occur, I usually left to avoid any potential arguments. I decided to go with the flow as Master taught us and not avoid conflicts. When a conflict arose, I reminded myself that I am a Falun Dafa practitioner. If I was moved, I looked inward and identified my attachments. I spent more time reading the Fa teachings. I measured myself against the Fa principles, disciplined myself, and eliminated the attachment. Master said in teaching the Fa at the Fa conference in the US Capitol, quote, "The conflicts and tensions that Dafa disciples encounter are solely for the sake of cultivation and the sake of validating the Fa. Even though human attachments, the attachment of showing off, the attachments of the individual, and the elements of human beings that want to validate themselves are involved, Dafa disciples know about these, and once they are discovered, they will fix them." Unquote. He also said, quote, "I do hope that the problems between Dafa disciples dwindle, the fewer the better. But when things of that nature are as few as possible, it is because an environment and a state have been created by your being able to search inside and be alert when these tensions arise." Unquote. In the past, I did not understand what Master taught us in the above teachings. I thought that fellow practitioners should be able to cultivate themselves after reading the Fa. However, I didn't understand the Fa and how Master arranged for everyone to practice. Once I understood this, I maintained an optimistic and peaceful state of mind. When something unpleasant happened, I told myself that it was an opportunity to improve. I read the teachings every day so that I could stay in a diligent state with a clear mind. Master said in poem, Solid Cultivation from Hong Yin, quote, study the Fa and gain the Fa. Focus on how you study and cultivate. Let each and everything be measured against the Fa. Only then with that is it actually cultivation. Unquote. I knew I came to the human world to cultivate, and various human emotions no longer swayed me. I decided that I would use every moment to cultivate and improve.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.